You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once again, an homage to Donald Sterling. I hate that that got turned into a song, but okay.
I still can't believe that was real.
That was real life. That he did an interview on national TV. Big magic. So one note before we help David with something. And I'm not going to yell. I promise. But you already said about Juan Soto and how you heard reports last week that Steve Cohen in his little Mets hat, like Steve Cohen's wearing a suit and then he puts a little Mets hat on, was going to fly to California to see Juan Soto and that, you know, the Mets are going to, they're going all in to try to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you ever sit back? And like, for me, it's different. Like, I'm a Yankee fan, but I work here, right? This is my home. And the Tigers are a part of my business. And I want my audience to get a World Series because this is ridiculous. But do you ever sit back and go, God, what would that be like to just have an owner who wanted it, who bled to win? Now, the difference is Steve Cohen, also rich, is a fan. He bought the team he was a fan of for years. I mean, look, George Steinbrenner, there was a lot of good and a lot of bad, but he was a fan. He wanted to win, period. I am yearning so bad to get any level of belief that this Tigers organization has any of that in their bones. Not even a Juan Soto thing. That would be irresponsible here. I'm saying every story we've done following the GM meetings, wasn't a competitive offer to Scooble. Well, on a whiteboard, Javi's going to platoon it short. They won't buy Javi out. They're only interested in arms 1 year. They don't want to give term to free agents. Like, there's nothing, and this is not tiny violin, Rico. I'm shooting you straight. But there's, you know how depressing it is? It's 4 o'clock, November 14th. We know tomorrow's going to be a Lions Day and all that. I don't have a single thing I can sell our listeners about their baseball team that truly was the darlings of September and a moment in time in October. And we have to sit here and act like we are the Tampa Bay Rays whose roof got blown off. Or the Oakland A's who will be playing at Kenny Cott's cousin's backyard. Like, I can't escape that. And I don't know why I still let it bother me. But it does.
It bothers you, and it bothers a lot of Tiger fans, Mike, because you actually had the owner. You had the owner that was willing to go out and pay and spend and try to win a title and get as many pieces as he could. You did. Mr. Ilitch, Mike Ilitch, that was his thing. He spent money, didn't care. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to try to put the best team out there. Got him to the World Series twice, didn't win it, but you can never say it wasn't for lack of trying.
Right. And guys, look, we're all in a good mood today despite terrible weather. I'm not trying to do an angry topic. This isn't even a topic. I guess it's just, do you get triggered? I know that's a popular word. When you hear reports like that and you go, damn, why not us? I mean, literally, I'm over here maybe getting excited if I ever hear the Tigers associated with Christian Walker. Are you kidding me? You know what I mean? A 33, 34-year-old, good first baseman. I like Christian Walker. I want him here. But I lowered my own standards because I know where we live and who owns the team and how it works. And I'm like, I can't even believe it. How you could own this team, make the playoffs, and I don't even care if you've got to overrule your president of baseball ops. Mm-hmm. I want 3 million people through my turnstiles next year. Capiche? I got the new 1901 society. I gotta sell that puppy out. We don't have that. And it's just, I can I get one report the Tigers are in on one interesting player? Versus, and again, you guys are like, well, Valeni and Rico are negative. No, we're not. We took the news that emanated from the GM meetings. That's all we have. I can't sell you something that's a lie. I can't sell you a report that you've reached out to Corbin Burnes. I can't. Maybe Corbin Burnson, not Corbin Burnes. So I'm sorry. And by the way, F the Mets. They are a real problem for me. But if Steve Cohen gets involved, I am willing to let Juan Soto walk and just go F it. I'm not doing this.
Going to be overpriced.
Dude, I'm not giving him 15 years. I'm not doing this. You know, again, he's not Ohtani. I love Juan Soto. He's a ton of fun to watch. Fans love him. He provides an energy. He'll give you a 400 OBP. But Rico, he's not some elite fielder. He doesn't run. He's great at bats. On the average, he'll probably give you about 30 homers. Wonderful player, but Ohtani's different. Ohtani is Babe Ruth. It's different. Yeah. So if Cohen wants to get involved to make the Yankees look bad, F it. But look, it's the principle of hearing Jeremy Otto on our station, on Tigers flagship, and never once in his updates, and it's not Jeremy's fault, it's never anything that I can use regarding your baseball team, ever.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it bothers me. They made the playoffs. They've got some young pieces here that, okay, it's starting to make sense. And you don't even get a report. I can't even give people a list or some, like, you know, bobblehead Jeff Passan, whose head might be bigger than mine. Yeah, I can't even do, you know, Jeff Passan projects, you're signing, you know, my dead grandmother. I can't even do that. Does that resonate with you? Or should I just give up? Is that what I need to do?
It's going to frustrate you. You may need to power down a little bit because you want this. You're going to get this.
Rico's holding one hand way higher than the other. This is an audio medium. Just trying to help.
Sorry. I was talking. You know what, Mike? Every now and then I forget. I just think that I'm talking to you on the phone.
I know what you're saying.
You want a lot, Mike? they're not offering as much as you want. You want it on 10, they're saying maybe 2. And it may not be a compromise. So either lower the standards or you just get angry.
To their credit, they hired a guy that was more than willing to enjoy the company motto. Scott Harris is happy to build a cheap ball club. It's called what it is. It isn't like San Francisco had the number one payroll in the league, and he was there for 1 year.
And I think it's also going to be a feather in his cap. Like, them winning this year, see, look what I did.
Oh, for God's
sake. What we got, feather in my cap. Great. We didn't spend a ton of money. We're not the Mets.
Put the feather in your cap. I'll put the World Series in my trophy case. I don't care about the feathers or your stupid hat.
But weren't we told we would add when the core is here?
Mm-hmm.
The core is here. And he said that we would spend when the core is here.
You're also told what they would spend once the Mickey contract fell off.
That's true.
And again, Kenny, maybe they will. All I'm saying is the more it goes on and it's like, man, why can't our owner be on a plane? Like, can you imagine ever reading a report that Chris Illich boarded Pizza One and flew to see Juan Soto? Like, could you ever imagine a point in our lives Chris Illich is flying to personally meet with name player? I mean, I would stand and applaud. It'd be like Citizen Kane. I'd be like, oh my God.
He's boarding Pepperoni One just to go to talk to Juan Soto.
Crazy Puff One. And he's going to talk to Juan Soto. I mean, I would stand and applaud. And it just seems so, like, it seems impossible. And yet what I have to sell our listeners is, Scott Harris is saying a platoon of Javi Baez and Trey Sweeney is on the table.
Looks good on the whiteboard.
That's all.
What you're saying feels like a dream, but what I'm living in feels like a nightmare. It's just nothing.
Yeah, it's it was told to be a long time ago, man. When you start thinking of how the team thinks and stop thinking like how you think, you understand it more and it does. It lowers your expectation. Like, you're not going to get this. David, you can't walk up to your youngest child and say, you know what? Go get a job. You may want him to go get a job, but he's not ready for that.
At 4 years old, that's not happening. Yes.
But in your mind, you're like, you know what? I'm tired of feeding you. Go get a job.
David, any ticket text on this, and then I'll move on, I promise. And I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to sound like a whiny bitch. It just bugs me. I want nothing more than to do engaging radio with you guys and get something, that this team is serious about something. And I feel terrible every day. Any news we get from the Tigers, it's Kenny's bidet.
Where's the drive in these Detroit organizations? The Wings and Tigers had such a great history of getting big names. What has happened? I don't get triggered because I don't care about our teams anymore because they don't. So I'll buy back and when they show me they care to win. Never give up, Mike. Been a Tiger fan for longer than I can say, and I will never give up. I'll be frustrated, but I'll never give up. Unfortunately, Mike, Rico, I believe Scott Harris came here thinking he can run the Cleveland-Milwaukee model. It ain't happening, guys.
Yeah, because I'd ask you, where are their World Series? You don't win it cheap. History tells you that. So, look, we can move on. I won't belabor it. It's just, I don't know. And it also angered me, Jeremy, so gleefully reading it. I wanted to punch him. Steve Cohen's going to see Soto. Better have him clean his next update up. I am not here for that. So he was taunting us. Where's Otto?
I think you should point it yourself.
Where is Otto from? Is he an incel from some other town? Where's this guy from?
He's from here.
Nah, get me a. I want to know the origin story of Jeremy Otto. Sitting over here taunting me about Juan Soto. You're taunting your. If you're from Detroit, shame on you. Read something. I'm upset now, and I'm in a good mood. I'm going to help David with something next. We gotta fix David's life situation. Right. Can't fix his life, but I can fix his situation.
The holiday season is
Enjoy that accident, kid.
There's no accident, kid. What are you talking about? You're all playing.
Congrats, accident.
There's one more?
No, there's not one more. No.
It's twins.
Oh, boy.
That is a fear of mine. No more. We're done.
Oh.
You drive a minivan.
Oh, no.
That's exactly how I would sound.
There's David hearing the news. His wife is late.
And not to pick him up.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.